Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Luton just met a friend.
I did.
A lizard folk man by the name of Ixil Thraxos.
I don't hold my breath anymore for any of Jordan's characters.
Let's not, I know.
It's not hat trick. I don't blame you. Characters here.
We need to get tickets. We need to get on this boat. Where do we buy the tickets?
All tickets sold out.
Oh, so we do have to steal them.
We have to sneak on, maybe?
Maybe this dwarf has tickets.
Yeah, who's the dwarf?
Who's this dork?
Who's this darf?
He's just...
So Luton goes, okay, and then starts flapping around and twirling, and then looks over at Darnayru and winks. This is my lizard.
You're just collecting animals at this point.
I know, this is so great.
I am sentient.
So this rock dwarf, walks up, and he says, Kibwe Nyorka, it's a pleasure for you to meet me.
An armored gunslinger?
Yeah.
This is legit.
Wow.
That you are the Shum Follow five? Four?
Do you not know how to count? Look. This is a tough time right now.
I heard tell that you are on a mission.
How do we know you're not someone who's going to say you're a really great friend and then step up and just disappear and leave us forever?
We sincerely hope you can live up to your description of yourself.
Yes.
Indeed. I already have. Let us go.
When does this boat arrive?
It seems like it takes days because you're all so very nervous.
Ixil will say, we should make a plan for what happens when the boat arrives.
And Kibwe says, I got an idea. We should make a plan before the boat arrives.
Oh my god.
We have in our bag of holding an immovable rod.
We do.
The immovable? I don't know about that.
Shing. It's immovable.
Oh. I see.
Well, I think we'll find out how this plan unfolds next week, folks.
Oh, wow.
I'm so nervous.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, our 113th episode.
Been lucky 113.
We got a couple new characters that popped in and out.
Who?
Who? Kibwe Nyorka.
Who are?
Ixil Thraxos. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, first of all, Varg and Kairos. And then we can talk about these two guys, these new guys. So, Jordan, Varg was taken from us at such a tender young age of 19.
Yeah.
What do you feel like was the biggest thing you were disappointed about not getting a chance to play that character anymore?
You know, I grew to really love his demeanor and his kind of nonchalant, jokey attitude. I didn't create him with the expectation that he would turn into a furry strong bad. But that's what he became, and I loved that. He was, so much fun to roleplay as.
Yeah.
And I loved how hard he hit when he did hit. But I think most of all, I'm gonna miss just his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have changed one thing about him other than having one extra hero point at the end, what would you have changed?
Give him a roll speed so he can roll away.
Yeah. No kidding.
Burrow speed.
Just
into the ground.
Yeah. You know, this is going to sound silly, but I probably would have made him a large creature.
So silly.
What? No.
I was agreeing with you.
I mean, he was 1 inch shy from being large.
Well, we maxed out his stats on purpose to keep him medium.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But I think it would have been fun if he was
Minotaur. Minivarg?
Yeah.
Vargatar.
Minivarg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to miss Barge the Large.
Yeah.
He was a dynamic and personable character.
He was.
I was thinking about his intro to the show the other day, about you guys busting him out of that jail cell, and he'd already busted himself out.
Yeah. That's true.
And he was wearing a Shield Marshal's jacket to try to blend in like a Shield Marshal.
It was all small.
And it was all tiny on him.
Yeah, he's definitely a fat guy in a little coat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a great scene. It was funny, because I tried to dress it up like, you don't know what he is. Maybe the Shield Marshals have this monstrosity working for them. Or maybe it's your new character. Who knows?
The tie-in with Bristlebane was, for me, iconic.
Yeah.
That was really cool just to learn his history a little bit and see that he's, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Has this past struggle with family.
Something that I found interesting about Varg and Balnor, too, was that neither of them seemed to be really destined by this quest.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that they were there. They were just there. You know, they were drawn into it. Balnor was hired by Kairos. He was just part of the thing. He had his own past to try to get through, but there wasn't anything of great destiny that had come and pushing him forward.
Mm.
And
no arc, no depth.
Yeah, so the same thing happened with Varg. He was coming to...
It's about to what are you talking about? You're literally explaining Darnayru.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You just don't know what's going on.
Balnor, I will say this though. Balnor had a ton of depth. We never got to see it though.
Yeah.
Balnor had some depth.
We had this whole backstory written, we had a whole thing going about his
how his armor came to be and
yeah, we knew. That's why we chose not to use the stabilized cantrip.
His story is so bad. We need to kill him.
Totally joking.
Varg was pulled into the Bristlebane thing, like you guys just said.
Yeah.
But beyond that, he didn't really, other than feeling attached to the people who took her out, as well, these are my new clanmates, so I'm going to follow them.
Yeah.
Darnayru is destined.
Destiny.
You've had dreams, you've had premonitions.
Well, I'm saying the reason I ended up in Alkenstar is I was on my way to Geb to literally rob graves.
So you think.
Kairos. So I think. The character I made and wrote his backstory, leaving his... home. Okay.
Darnayru is Destiny's child.
Ooh. There you go. We finally know now.
I don't think you're ready.
For this jelly.
Kairos, conversely, is very destined. He's the most destined character. The stars basically aligned to push him to where he's at.
They're working on a screenplay about this guy.
Yeah.
I'd
campfire
that.
Visions and dream sequences.
Magical clothes.
Yeah. And flashbacks and,
daddy issues. Yeah.
Cloaks that knit themselves. And got caught up so much in the destiny, he chose to leave.
He had to. He had to.
At the end.
Or is it the beginning?
It's the beginning of the end, for sure.
Yeah.
We're like two episodes away from the end of the whole podcast, as Angelique Loveless is going to kill you guys as soon as you set foot on the boat.
Never Tron.
And then we're going to take a 6-month break.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it literally feels and sounds like there could be complete Kairos spinoff adventure.
It was fun playing Kairos, and I'd love to play him again. But right now, Keyblade.
What would you change about Kairos if you could change anything?
His voice, because it really irritated you, and I could tell. Some of that was fun, but most was like, man, I'm making my friend angry.
No,
by my existence.
I give you a hard time about it because, most notably, because while I was editing, I usually had to cut out when you weren't speaking. It was like I had to remove all your negative space because it would
other sounds
just
would go
a technical
through.
Problem. But everyone's voice would come through everyone's mic.
Yeah.
And when it filters through Kairos's mic, when the voice box was active, it would bump everybody up an octave an octave. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they would all get Kairos. They would all go high pitched.
So you like me?
I forgot to disconnect it. The first thing I was going to do.
You love me.
Rip the voice back.
You really love me.
So, no, he was great. I thought he was. I mean, I think if you listen back to the second season, Kairos is like MVP of a lot of those episodes.
Kairos is MVP in a lot of episodes.
He came through.
Some clutch moments. He was very clutch.
Archer Magus combo is actually fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I really liked the different economy of spells and all kinds of other cool stuff.
I mean, there's a lot going on, but
Kairos and Luton together, I think it was just like a really cool, Varg, Darnayru, Kairos, and Luton, I think was just like, wow, like really rounded out team. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this new team
is unround.
See if they gel or not.
Does it?
Maybe they won't. There's going to be growing pains, I know. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be for compelling experience.
Yeah. Like, show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't miss another
minute on your crying.
We're nowhere near the end.
The end.
The best is ready
to begin. The best is waiting to be begin.
Ready or waiting. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Start from the bottom, now we're here.
So, yeah. It's not, Kairos is not dead, so it's not by Kairos, it's... I wish
see
you
later.
Well.
It's where's Kairos?
Yeah. Avida Zane.
We'll see him
in
again.
In the world is
Kairos San Diego.
I was going to use his real name.
Maybe that wasn't his real name.
His name was, name the whole time was
Kairos San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego, come on.
Was the guy that he puts his toothpick in his mouth?
Kairos Santiago over here.
From What we do in the shadows? He puts the toothpick in his mouth.
What are you talking about?
It's his costume.
About? Oh, you were talking Matt Berry's character?
Yeah.
Laszlo?
Yeah. I forget what the name
is. Oh, anyway. That's right. He does. That's all he does is put a toothpick in his mouth to hide in public.
Yeah.
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
There you go. There you go.
Arizona.
Arizona.
Great show.
Great. Great voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
Dice of Thunder is a great show.
I'm going to miss both of those characters. I thought that Kairos and Varg were both lovingly crafted. I thought that they were very complex characters. I've said it before, maybe, that I sometimes regret doing dual classing, and then I don't. Like, I have a moment where I'm like, maybe it was too much. But then it's like, no, it was perfect. It's fun having the two classes. But I know that a 10th level, you can scroll for a few minutes before you get to the bottom of your ability list.
Yeah.
Especially when you have two sets of spells that you're casting.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous over here.
And a cantrip. I don't know book. How you do it, Brittany. I don't know how you do it very well.
Carlos had a book of cantrips.
Yeah, which only had like a certain number of charges and probably should have been deleted a long time ago, but whatever.
whatever. It's like a thing.
I wasn't paying attention to it, so who cares? Now we've got this gun-toting dwarf from Dongenhold.
Click, click, boom!
And a
lizard folk.
Multi-faceted lizard with many armaments. Fists, claws, jaws.
Tail.
Oh, yeah.
Tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got bludgeoning, he's got slashing, he's got piercing. Get ready.
Fantastic.
It slices, it dices, it mixes.
Yeah, it's the slap chop.
It's the slap chop.
But wait, there's more.
Exactly.
Order now and get two lipsticks for $29.95.
For three easy payments of $29.95.
Let's dive on down to the gear smoke mid-deck as you guys land on this nice big empty deck. I will give you some coal Kronwitter here, where there are some round tables that surround the outer rim of this open-air deck. A dance floor in the center abuts a mechanical elevator. Abuts.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
That's not on this, getting by. Not on the show, Cole. Yeah. Come on.
Mike Tyson.
You're not slipping that one by.
It's also just like a $25 word. A dance floor in the center is next to a mechanical elevator. It's a little bit more conversational. Whatever.
A butte. Have we say it that
a
way?
A boot.
Near the ship's stern. Oh, boat talk. You guys better get familiar with your boat terms.
Stern and bow.
A small terms. Balcony juts out over the paddle wheel, providing a view of the churning wake of the boat. Large canopies hang over the top of the deck in many places, providing shade for guests. This is like the primary entertainment area of the Gear Smoke. No entertainment currently because they're picking up passengers. And you guys get off of the elevator that drops down from the bridge house, and it ascends back up to take the next round of passengers. And there's some Gear Smoke personnel dressed in uniforms. All the uniforms are the same. They're kind of like a cliche black and white sailor's uniform. Dominant black with white trim, not dominant white with black trim like the Navy.
Mm.
So they're like all black with white trim. They want to check your tickets.
Ah.
So you present the five pilfered tickets and they say, oh, right this way. Your rooms are one floor down in the main passenger deck area. And they give you your room numbers. And if you take the stairs down, which are currently behind you, you see a set of stairs. Left to right, the Gear Smoke is 200 feet long. And probably, I think it's 15 squares wide. It's a big, long boat. And you're on the mid-deck. You go down to the passenger deck. And I can just sort of, I'll just drag everybody down there.
Okay.
Your rooms are the last rooms on the right side of the inner corridor. So if we open up the left-hand side, you can see down the hallway. And then Usher takes you down this very long hallway. I mean, this thing is 125-foot long hallway.
Ooh.
Big old hallway.
It's a long hallway.
Big old hallway.
Yeah. And you're all shown into your staterooms here. So I'll give you some description of the guest rooms as you filter into the guest rooms that are assigned to you. The cozy sleeping cabin is appointed with a twin bed along one wall plus two bunk beds along the other wall. The small closet and a nightstand are the room's only other furnishings. So all the doors are locked by default other than the ones you have access to, and usually they have some level of occupancy depending on the passengers, but all of the rooms are occupied. They all have some passengers staying in them. You also traveled through the grand dining room, which the dining hall is a long buffet table that stands against the forward wall of the dining hall. Five dining tables are scattered throughout the rest of the space. The aft wall, which is the rear wall, opens out to the massive paddle wheel that propels the boat, churning through the river with a rush of roaring water, although currently the Gearsmoke is stationary as it loads up with passengers. You'll also notice that in all of your rooms, there's this object that's over the top of your character icon.
Yep.
And it looks like a grill. That is a vent in the ceiling, part of the ventilation system.
That I'm going to crawl through.
Me too.
Another room of note on this floor is the cigar lounge. Red-tinted lamps cast a dim and warm glow about this sitting lounge. Three evenly spaced braziers loaded with burning incense fill the air with a spicy scent. Ooh. Underneath the pleasant aroma, however, a cloying foulness occasionally wafts through the room. The stench of something rotten?
In the cigar room lounge?
Yeah, strange. Okay.
Spotty.
You do see some grills in that room as well. Two of them, one on either side. And that is the forward room of the Gearsmoke passenger deck. There are another set of stairs opposite the ones that you came down on the starboard or the right side of the boat across the dining room from where you were. So at the rear of the boat, the stairs up and down to the main decks are the only way up and down that you can see. Now, there are some obviously locked doors, and there's also a galley kitchen area that you passed as you left the dining hall.
That's a big area.
That is what's going on the Gearsmoke. And this is just the passenger deck.
Where's the enemy deck?
Speaking of, you do notice at any given moment, there are three clockwork buccaneers that are patrolling this deck. And they patrol the whole ship. Mm. Same three. They seem to be just on a routine route that takes them through all the levels of the Gearsmoke.
Just three.
Just three in a group together.
Three pirates.
And they're clockwork, like sailing. They're not pirates. They're buccaneers.
Yeah, buccaneers.
So they're like, you know, very fancy sailing men.
Fancy sailing men.
They have their tassels and
yeah, how else beads. Would you describe a buccaneer? It's kind of like
pirate.
A musketeer, but on the water. That's all I got for flavor. You guys can now enter a point where you would carry out your plan, if you wish.
Oh, we wish. Should.
We wish now.
We wish.
We need to do it before we start moving.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there needs to be some scouting around to try to find some locations. Is that your plan?
To find the devices, yeah. Right.
Where would you like to head first?
Luton and Kal-El would like to head to where they came in, the back deck.
Okay.
Where you can look down over the wheel.
So Luton and Kal-El make their way to the dining area where they can look down over the wheel, and there it is.
Luton is going to take the immovable rod.
Okay.
And jump down into the water. Kal-El is going to stay right where he is. Yeah, she's going to fly out, take the rod, jam it in the wheel, and push the button.
All right.
What do I need to do?
I think I need a thievery check to disable this device. I think that's about as basic as it gets.
Can I aid?
No.
Because you're not
there.
This
is Luton's going by herself. No one would be able to aid, even if...
Is this for, like, is she putting the rod in the right spot?
Hold on, I take that back. Because Keyboy said he would be with her. You definitely can aid, because you can provide some kind of, like, guidance for her. Yeah. You just can't do it, right? You can't fly and swim and all that other crazy stuff. Yeah, I'll allow you to aid. You can roll engineering lore or a thievery check.
This is how you do it.
Is there anything else I can roll besides thievery?
For disabling the device?
Yeah.
What would you like to... Crafting?
I mean, crafting would be better for me than thievery. I don't know what else there is.
Yeah,
I mean, athletics?
Yeah, okay. I'll allow an athletics check at a different DC.
Oh.
That's okay. If you're better off...
I don't think this helps your argument, but it seems like it would be a crafting or engineering check, because she needs to put the immovable...
crafting is definitely not the case.
I'm sorry.
It has to be like a disabling device type thing.
Greg...
Okay.
Come on.
It's okay.
I'm just saying.
Because that was where I was originally thinking. But
because the immovable rod isn't skill-based. She just needs to put it in the right spot, right?
No, it's a magical item, and it has to be put in the right spot. And so where would the right spot be to shut down any machine, to disable it?
That's why I was saying an engineering person would see it and be like, well, that's where you put the thing.
That's why I'm allowing him to roll engineering lore as an aid check.
Engineering?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If she doesn't have that.
Can he roll the original check?
Only if he's the one that goes down into the paddle wheel to do it, which is certainly an option.
Well, I
lose
really like
the first episode
idea, but no, I don't.
There's some risk.
So thievery at a lower
DC, because it is the directly related skill. athletics would be to hop, jump, skip around, and you're just going to throw the rod in wherever. You're not really looking closely at where you put it. Yeah, that's a higher difficulty.
Okay.
Thievery would allow you to analyze the situation and place the rod in the specific spot that it needs to go.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to read Elemental Gift again.
Hmm.
I don't want to fail at this because then we're on the way, unless we can disable the engines, right? I can't use that. All right. I'm rolling Thievery.
Okay.
Okay. I rolled a 27.
27. Wow. That's a critical success on an aid check. What's your training level in engineering lore?
I'm trained. Or in engineering lore, I'm trained.
Is that the one you wanted to roll it on?
I rolled a thievery.
Okay, what's your training level in thievery?
Trained.
Trained, okay.
Plus so, two. So, 17 total.
Okay, so you got a 15, and then we add two from Kibwe?
Yeah.
You fly down into the spokes of the wheel, and the water's dripping on you, distracting you. You jam the movable rod into a spot that looks good, and you activate it, and you fly back up.
Does it work?
Does the wheel stop moving? The
wheel was never moving to begin with.
Oh, we don't know if it works yet.
Yeah, we won't know until it starts.
That's right.
Okay. Fire so that's up. Done.
That's done.
We don't know.
Can I check it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you participated in it already? Right. You checked as it was happening, I suppose. That's what are you trying to say? I mean,
can I just make sure that it's in there?
You'd have if you climb down there, absolutely.
But you would need a acrobatics check from me.
Athletics for climbing.
But I can also fall in there and die, huh?
That's a possibility, yes.
If I tell him where I put the immovable rod and he uses his engineering skills to determine whether or not it will stop the wheel.
Yeah. He already did that because he already assisted you with it. And you did your best to put it exactly where he said.
Okay.
Okay.
Then that's all we can do. I
have to trust government work here. Keep going.
Feels like county. County level. Meanwhile, Darnayru and Ixil are trying to get the lay of the land and understand this place. First thing you know, right away, immediately, none of the cabins on this level could possibly be big enough to hold any person of importance. This is not a VIP level. This is like the common passenger level.
This coach.
Yes. I need separate and unaidable, independent thievery checks from both of you. Or stealth, either.
Which one's easier to hit?
Haha, no.
What are you having me roll something. Yeah. What am I doing?
What are you doing? I'm a role-playing game. You tell me.
I'm searching. That's why it's weird you told me to do a thievery check.
And are you trying to avoid notice? That's what you said before.
That's what I am trying. Right. While I'm searching,
so that would normally be a stealth check.
I'd rather roll that. I'm asking
for thievery to do things like check for locks and passages that are unavailable to you.
Okay.
I guess it depends on what kind of information you want to get. If you want to stealth around, that's going to be like, try to get the lay of the land, figure out where things might be without getting noticed. The thievery is going to be like, which doors are locked and what do I need to get through this area?
Gotcha. So my goal primarily is to find the devices.
All right. So that would probably be a stealth. And if you don't care about being seen, a perception check.
I mean, it's kind of sketchy, so I would rather not be seen.
All right. A stealth check. Yeah. What about Ixil?
Same.
Stealth. All right. Let's roll them, boys.
27.
35.
Okay.
Darnayru and Ixil are in their element here. Just kind of like trying to one up each other.
Dun, dun, dun,
I'm quieter. Dun, 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 I have fur on my feet. You know, like.
Do you hear how quiet my feet are?
But I only walk on two toes. You know, like they're having that kind of a banter back and forth. After some time, you observe that there are non-kitchen staff. In fact, very greasy looking, mechanically dressed staff that go into the kitchen area and do not emerge.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do we notice a funny smell similar to the cigar room?
The smell near the cigar room is also wafting out of the door that is closest to the cigar room on the right side of the boat, up at the very front, which you all thought was a cabin until you see some buccaneers go through that door and never come out.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Follow the effluvia.
Yes.
If you head up to the mid-deck where you came from. Oh, both of the doors to those areas. Well, the kitchen isn't locked, but the door on the upper right corner of the ship is locked near the cigar lounge.
Okay. And so buccaneers are using a key to get in there? Okay.
Actually, it's automatically opening for them when they get close.
Oh. Like, and these are real buccaneers, not mechanical? These are
clockwork.
Oh, these are the clockwork ones.
These are clockwork buccaneers. Okay. All the security on the boat is clockwork.
And these are those three that have been running around? Are they different? Do we know?
It is the same three.
Okay, so that's in their rotation, their loop, their route.
Are they like clumped up together?
Yeah, they're running together, those three.
They appear to be on patrol.
Animal print pants on patrol?
Paw?
Patrol?
Darnayru and Ixil move their way up to the entertainment deck and then open up the doors leading into the inner mid-level of the boat. So half of it is exposed to the air, and the other half is a covered staterooms area. And this is the level that you assume must be for the VIP guests. Mm-hmm. As soon as you open the door, you're immediately challenged by one of the normal human crew members to view your ticket. They want to see if you have access to this particular level, which you do not. And so while still trying to be stealthy and avoiding all this notice and avoiding any confrontation, you just say, oh, we must be at the wrong level. You turn away.
My mistake.
It's all right, mate. It's the VIP level. You just don't have a VIP ticket. Please enjoy some of the refreshments and fineries on the other levels. Thank you.
And you turn away. But you know that this is a VIP level. Do you want to ask anybody anything while you're doing this?
Is there people walking around this area? There's
tons of guests moving around. There's even people who are getting through that VIP checkpoint. They look really nicely dressed. You don't notice anyone yet that you would recognize.
I'm not trying to find like Loveless and Ibrahim right when we get on this boat, but maybe I would ask like,
where's the BDEG?
I would just be like,
Captain Angelique Loveless in. We need to kill her. I mean, talk to her. Give her something.
No, I'd just say, I don't know, just making small talk. This is quite the extravagant boat. It almost seems like there's some very, very important people here.
There's always important people on the gear smoke. Yeah, Lord Ibrahim makes sure that they are all given the finest accommodations aboard his flagship, the gear smoke.
Oh, who is this Ibrahim?
Oh, Lord Ibrahim is our host. Yeah.
And he owns this ship.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Has this ship been checked out by the shield marshals? Is it safe?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of shield marshals on board. Not sure where they're at the moment, but they tend to stick to themselves. Yeah.
What other kind of important people might be on this ship?
I'm not sure I catch your meaning, friend. What do you mean?
Just celebrities or famous people. It'd be great to maybe rub shoulders with them or get an autograph.
Gosh, you know, I'm just not at liberty to say what all of our guest list comprises of, sir, but there might be some folks of note on board.
I was asking questions maybe that could get us closer to Loveless, but I really want the devices, and I'm not going to ask a random person, hey, how do I get bombs to the secret places in the ship? Just keep looking.
Huh? Well, I'll just keep scouting you around then. You can't get into this area. You go up the stairs to the top deck. Two wide staircases lead up to this area, which is the highest open-air deck on the ship. The aft end of the deck is defined by a carved wooden railing that looks out over the larger entertainment deck below. The forward end of the deck ends with a wall of cabins lined with arched glass windows. There is a bunch of card tables up here, along with some dining areas. And if you try to approach the door that's up in this area, there are two more sailors stationed on either side of the cabin there. And they say to you,
this area is off limits to normal travelers or any traveler. This is the area for the captain.
Very cool. Can I see anything through the windows just as I'm just walking by?
Yeah, you see through the windows. Can you actually?
I see a couch. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I can open all of those.
And Ixil will ask the sailors,
who is the captain on this voyage?
The captain is Captain Elford. She's an experienced pilot.
Alford?
Captain Alford. Elford. E-L-F-O-R-D.
Elford.
Captain Elford. She's an experienced pilot, has made this trip from Nex several times, up and down the Estrade River.
And if you are kind of zooming around and checking all of those spots, you can see very opulent digs. And, oh, you know what?
The drip is real.
Yeah, the drip is real. I can reveal, if you do look through these windows, you do see shield marshals inside the rooms. Can you see those guys if I...
Oh, I see them now. Yeah. Yep.
That's no good.
Lots of them.
Darnayru pacing back and forth, you'd see a bunch of windows and some shield marshals inside the rooms there.
I'm assuming they're with Loveless, but is there any obvious broken heart symbols?
They are all wearing broken heart pins.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
You immediately decide to descend down into the lower deck.
We got to check out what's going on in the cigar room.
You head back down after scouting around the gear smoke, and you see Kibwe and Luton and Kal-El stationed right over that overlook of the paddle wheel, and they appear to have just finished inserting the immovable rod into the paddle wheel. So the four of you are together now in the dining room. You know that there are three decks that you can currently access, top, mid, and passenger deck. The top deck is got shield marshals in some of the cabins. The mid deck has an access area for people who have purchased a higher level of service ticket. I'm not going to call them VIPs, so we don't get stuck on the IP. And
VRP, very rich people.
Yeah, very rich people.
The snob deck.
And there is apparently a way down to something engine-y through the kitchen and a locked door on the passenger deck in the northeast corner of the ship, or the upper right corner of the ship, I should say, that is behind a locked door. You are unsure where it leads, but there is a smell. The same smell that's in the cigar room wafting into that space.
We gotta check out the engine room.
Yes.
We need to try to disable the engines also.
Can I roll a perception to see what that smell is?
Yes, I will please allow you a perception check, or anybody can roll this, a perception check or a nature check.
Sweet. Nature check. I'll roll a nature check.
My perception was 21.
I also got 21.
18 plus 17.
35?
30 plus, yeah.
39.
All right. Darnayru and Luton, you put your heads together and you realize that this must be some kind of a dank and musty livestock animal smell that is also unhealthy. Like it's the smell of an old barn that hasn't been cleaned out in too long. Wafting fish. Wafting up from the lower deck, the lower foredeck of the gear smoke.
So not fish.
No.
Like livestock. But it doesn't smell like death decay of livestock, more like just not cleaned up after livestock. Is that kind of the vibe?
Yeah, it's a very foul, foul smell.
Stanky.
They have a beast on board.
Like cow dookie?
It's worse than that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ugh. It's pretty bad. Like gross. If a pig smell and a cow smell could come together, that's what it would smell like.
Oh, wow. And liquefied? Oh.
Oh, why? Why?
Because it makes everything worse. Because it makes it all worse.
And then you drink it and then...
Oh, no, come on!
Scatacoracle.
Yes. Like a...
Scatological.
Ramba Chambler.
Fubbly.
Okay, so do we want to try to pick the lock to that area, or do we want to try to go...
To carry out your plan, you need to go below...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that is where the engine is. How do you want to get down there? That's the question.
Because there's people, greasy people, going in the kitchen that are not covered in food grease. But the only ones going through... Did we see, as we were kind of watching that cigar room, how long it takes the clockwork buccaneers to do their whole round?
Yes, it takes them 20 minutes to tour the entire ship.
Wow. So if we see them go through that door and wait a minute, then we'll have 19 minutes until they return. That going right after them.
Yes.
They reappear 5 minutes later in the kitchen when they go down through that door in the upper right corner.
So it's about a 5 minute trek under in the underbelly.
There you go.
Interesting. Okay. My vote is we try to pick that lock and go in. That might be a really hard lock. Anyway, to just follow their path. Otherwise, we will have 15 minutes from the time they get to the kitchen. If we go in after they leave the kitchen,
you'll run straight into them.
Yeah,
you want to go with the grain of the buccaneers, not opposite the grain.
Because it cuts 5 minutes off our time if we go the other way.
I like that.
There is also the ventilation system, which you guys haven't checked out yet.
Oh,
we should check that.
How big is it?
It's big enough for a medium-sized creature to fit through.
Okay, convenient.
Sorry, Kal-El.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. They go up, so it'd be beneath the expensive ticket floor. Okay. Darnayru is going to go to his room and just take a peek at that before we go anywhere else.
All right. You all head back to your rooms, or you're all in Darnayru's room.
Party in Darnayru's room.
Pack in there to find out what's going on. I need an acrobatics check to enter through the ducts. Anybody who's size small or smaller can move through the ducts without any difficulty.
Nice.
Only acrobatics, not athletics?
Just acrobatics.
Okay.
For squeezing through the ducts.
This is amazing. I got a 37.
You got a 38.
Wow. All right, so Darnayru and Kibwe are able to vault up into the ductwork, and there is a complex network of ducts all laid out in front of you that do ventilation through all three levels, all three of the, not the top deck level, okay, just the mid, passenger, and bottom deck level of the boat.
That's going to be good for scouting around, because we can peek out the vents and see rooms, right?
Yes, you can.
Luton is just sprinting down the hallway.
You immediately smell a like ozone smell. It's a like a very sterile, dangerous smell, like a cleaning product. And what you realize is that there is something that flushes this ventilation system.
Oh, great.
Oh.
What it seems like after being up there is that its vents are flooded with hot steam in order to flush out any toxic air or
rodents
toxins or whatever that might be in the system.
Hmm.
So that is currently disabled. If you climb back down out of there and you guys wait, all of a sudden all the ducts snap shut, which randomly.
Aww.
And they stay closed for about 30 minutes and then open back up.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And when that opens back up, you see like a discharge of like steam that puffs out real quick. And then that ozone smell is extremely strong while inside the duct.
Oh, that's like a security system.
Well, if you get stuck in there, you're
done.
Suffocating.
You're ozoned.
Cooked. Yeah.
You're frozoned.
Frozoned. Yeah.
So how long were the vents open? You said they were shut for 30 minutes.
Yeah, they shut for 30 minutes, but there is no pattern to when they shut. One time they shut after 15 minutes. Another time it seems like it takes a couple hours.
Build up of this stuff. I think we avoid the vents.
It is random.
You try the lock next?
Yeah, I don't want to climb in the vents and get ozoned.
You want to try to perceive what the ozone is?
I mean, yeah, we could.
We're going to roll perception checks.
I would need a nature check or an alchemy, like craft alchemy check.
My nature's not good.
But can I roll?
Yes, Luton can roll.
Because I only rolled a 26.
18.
Ooh.
1,000.
42.
Whoa. 42, wow. So this is some combination of chemical cleaner and steam that is pressurized and fed throughout the duct system, specifically designed to clean it and disinfect it.
Okay.
Harmful.
Very.
Yeah.
The steam and poison combined are very bad.
Don't go in there. It's dangerous. We need to find another way.
Okay. It would be possible to force your way out, if necessary, through any duct opening or just busting through the walls of the vent, but it will take an effort in order to do that you may not succeed.
After being steamed
to
death? No.
Or in order not to be steamed. Well, there's much safer ways to get a bath. Like licking yourself. Okay, then I say we go to the locked door by the cigar lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to pick it?
Oh, listen. I'm going to pick it. Unless you want to pick it because you are expert picker.
Am I?
I thought you said you were.
The thievery?
Yeah.
No, I'm a trained.
Oh, then it's still me.
All right. You guys get to this door and you realize that there is a good quality lock
on
the door.
This is a good lock.
Good quality locks require 5 successful thievery checks.
Oh my gosh.
And you have those master crafted thieves tools, right? So you're giving yourself a bonus to this.
Sweet.
You get the bonus from the set.
Make sure it's
equipped. Check the box. Make sure it's on. So that way when you roll your thievery checks, you get your bonus.
I've been rolling this whole time without I just didn't get the bonus for that.
Oh, that stinks.
I need to find them in my list here.
So you guys hang out in the cigar lounge looking nonchalant. The Clockwork Buccaneers walk up to the door. It automatically opens up for them as they walk up to it, and they descend into the beyond.
Can I perceive what just happened?
Yeah.
Like if there's like a sensor on them or something? Yeah.
It's exactly what you see. Something. Okay. They get close, and it automatically, you hear the lock disengage, like close as in like next to it.
Yeah.
Not 20 feet away or anything.
Does it close pretty quickly behind
and
them?
And they shut it when they go through it, the lock immediately reengages.
They have like an access pass or something that maybe we could steal.
It's an invisible dog collar.
Oh.
They got badges.
We got badges.
On lanyards, and we need to swipe one. We could just get a clipboard and a hard hat and just walk in. Maybe find a ladder. Yeah. Extra points for ladder.
You got to find a ladder. If you have a ladder, I'll give you a discount. Make the DC easier. You rolling, Greg, or you just...
I'm fixing my
equipping.
It was in my backpack, and so that's why I was like, why can't I see it?
Equip it.
And when I equip it, it says I have too much stuff in my hands, and now it's not even on my list anymore. It gives me only plus one because I didn't buy the. I paid.
Haha. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I remember reading it, and I was like, maybe I didn't buy them because I only saw the old ones on there. So I only get a plus one. But anyway.
You get a plus one from the Immaculate Tools.
From the regular?
No.
No?
The regular just allows you to do it. You have to have those. If you have the special tools, it's a plus one.
Still 5 checks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just remember, criticals count as 2.
First one is a 20 plus 15, 35.
35 is a success. The first tumbler unlocks.
30.
That is exactly a pass.
Oh, my gosh. This is difficult. Natty 19, so 39. Yes.
39 is a success.
Another 30.
Yes.
You're down to the final.
Natty 19.
Natty 19.
Yes.
I literally rolled straight up 5 successes. Guys, that's never going to happen again.
That's awesome. Great so rolling.
Good. On a 30 DC. Oh my gosh.
Just one amazing thing that is present when you take the pick a lock action, you open the lock or you achieve one success towards opening a lock, you leave behind damage that indicates the lock was picked on close scrutiny. That is what happens with a regular success.
So it might be noticed.
So it might be noticed if close scrutiny is given. But you unlock the door and you guys are able to head in to this room where there are some stairs heading down. Go ahead and just start dropping your characters onto that dot, and I will move them as such. You see in front of you this landing area, which is 15 feet wide by 25 feet long, big rectangular room where the stairs descend. A locked door is on the forward wall, which is the 25-foot wall, and there is a hallway that extends the entire length of the whole boat.
It's like a side hallway.
Yeah, there's a door immediately to the right that isn't locked, and then further down you see a couple more doors at the aft end of the hallway, the long hallway. So
can I use my imprecise scent to kind of hone
your
in?
Smell is overwhelmed. In fact,
oh, Kal-El's
doing the like mouth open thing that cats do. It's making
it's
the cat
stinky
stink face.
So it like overwhelms
it's
the whole
overwhelming
area
down here. Okay. Yes.
Do I sense any magic?
Ooh, great question.
From 30 feet from you, you sense an intense and incredible source of magic on the opposite side of the wall from where you are in this nook. I mean, like, great and powerful magic.
Can I discern
You just
anything
know
else?
That the, okay. the aura is, and it's a large, like, size large source of magic.
Interesting.
Are the devices magic? The Pyronite devices? I don't know.
It's only one way to find out.
I think it's a magical stinky beast or something. Some weird Ibrium creation.
It seems like we would have to get in through the locked door to get down there to that area, probably, maybe. It's just a guess because there's no other door on that wall. So, do you guys want to try the unlocked doors first?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
Door number one? The one right in front of...
what's behind door number two? Okay. Are you trying to lead the charge there, Mr. Monk?
Yeah, sure.
And you don't have to. You're just standing right in front of the door.
The unlocked door leads further into the back of the boat. There's three along that wall. This hallway, Gil, runs one side to the other far side of the boat. So if the boat is positioned north, this would run east-west, or you could say starboard to port if you were a boat nerd.
Yeah.
The locked door is to the forward section, and it appears to be the forward hull of the Gearsmoke. The unlocked doors, three of them along this wall leading towards the back of the boat, are available for people to look in.
That's the direction I think we should go, is towards the back of the boat, because we're trying to get to the engine.
Yeah.
And to sabotage that, but then also look for the explosive devices. So, and I also am a little nervous about going toward the locked door if you got this big old magical vibe on the other side of that wall. Mm-hmm. And that's the only door going to that direction. So that's my thoughts. I think we should go towards the back of the boat.
Okay.
I'm down with that, George.
Yep. Which door would you like to enter first? There are three to choose.
A door farthest from us.
The door farthest from you, all the way on the left or port side of the boat, opens up, and in it you see two beds, crew quarters. They are empty, as all the crew are active, helping load the passengers on board, and that's it. It's a 10x10 room.
So,
do we see any security badges?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question. Roll a perception check.
22.
You do not see any security badges or find anything useful. There's some dirty uniforms that are stained.
Ew.
So ew.
And disgusting.
Do they smell like down here? Gosh.
Everything
this
smells like down here.
This is a crew quarter? How
yeah,
rude.
It smells pretty bad down here.
Okay.
Okay, next door.
You open up the next room, and it's the same. Only there are four beds instead of two, and it is just a crew chamber.
Another perception check, please.
Yes.
23.
Nope. Wow. Nothing of import again.
Yeah, we're all low.
One more door on this. 29, you also don't find anything useful in their quarters. Just some dirty uniforms. This is where they sleep.
Dear Tay.
Okay, so we have no choice.
The last room on this level, you open it up. There are shelves on the walls of this long storage room that hold a wide variety of springs, gears, and widgets. There are two rows of six buccaneers that also stand at military attention in the center of this room. These are all automatons. Upon what? Close act, they're all clockwork.
Clockwork or automaton?
Clock. No, they're.
I got excited for a second.
Automaton, the non.
Not like, cool way. Non
ancestry automaton. They are automated. They're clockwork.
They're just waiting?
Appear to be the security force for the boat.
Are they active?
They are active.
Activated?
But not.
They're in sleep mode.
Yeah. They are awaiting a command.
What would it take to.
They're all on.
What would it take to disable them?
It would take a disable device or crafting checks.
Crafting.
Crafting and or thievery.
There's 10 of them in here.
There's 12.
There's 12 of them
in here. That would take a lot.
That would take a lot.
Can you roll 12 successful crafting checks?
Can we just lock the door or something?
This I'm is a master bad, at crafting. We need to get to the engines.
What's weird, because it doesn't look like there's a door there's on also, the backside of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's no door on the backside.
So there has to be a different way to get
on the
to
other side,
the
yeah.
other side of...
Could we
whoa. Then how the heck... Oh, I guess it had to be going forward.
Where does this...
I'm trying to think, where do the other Buccaneers walk? And that means they have to go through this locked door then. I think we should lock this door. Shut it. Try to lock it somehow.
Okay.
Okay.
So that it's just more difficult for these 12 guys to come out and kill us later.
Quietly, carefully disable it.
You were making noise before, and they did not react to your presence.
We got lucky.
But you can shut and lock the door. I would need a thievery check to lock the door, please.
Who's doing that?
Darnie Roo.
Do you want to aid me since you're good at it?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so I got a 29.
29. It was the worst roll for the record, the one we got.
A critical success to aid.
Look at that.
What's your training level in thievery?
Trained.
Plus 2.
Look at that, boom.
Thievery, plus 20. A natty 2. So 22 plus whatever his bonus was, he gave me
24
2.
24 total?
So 24, yeah.
All right, you shut the door, you try to lock it, you don't have the key. You do some damage to the lock, but you do secure the door.
Okay.
Pick up some mud and stick it in the keyhole. That'll hold.
Rub some dirt on it.
Should I melt the lock?
Ooh.
So they can't get out?
Is it a wooden door? Would it catch the door on fire?
He said no.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so then that's as good as... We have to go through this locked door and I'm scared.
We must.
Because the magic thing. We must. Okay. That means I have to try to pick this bad boy.
What's my help?
I would love some help. Do I hear anything on the other side of this door loud? Is that possible?
No, you don't hear anything, but you smell just the worst smell ever.
Gosh, this smell is going to get so much worse once we go through this door.
Yeah. All right. 29.
You go to unlock the door, and you realize that the lock has been busted, and it is wedged shut. It must be forced open.
Athletics.
The door has been bent outward towards you.
Oh boy.
And even though it opens inward?
Something got out.
And has jammed... the locking mechanism.
Or something tried to get
out. Something tried to get out, still in there.
But it can be forced open, the door.
Okay.
Do we want that?
No.
You guys, before we try this, where the heck are these robots walking to? How are they getting through? Are they walking through this door that now is jammed? Did something happen to happen when we walked down here?
I mean, that could be.
A lot of questions.
Well, maybe they're walking down here to recharge or something.
They don't come back up, though.
Oh, there are vents in each room. We didn't talk about that. There are vents in each room.
I see those, yeah. But I don't believe the clockwork are climbing up through the vents and hopping out the other side and coming out the kitchen. Why would they do that?
Why not?
To check the vents?
Yeah.
That's just weird. Okay, maybe. That's weird.
What size are they?
Medium.
Medium.
They could do it. They're probably using the vents.
Why do you think it's weird, Frank?
That's just a weird thing.
Because?
Because that's not normal.
Okay.
Well, they are clockwork machines.
I don't know how else we get back there.
I say we go through this door, guys.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I don't want to go through
Your athletics is way better than mine, so you'll have more success at forcing this door open, so I'm going to step back.
Well, if I were to roll better.
Do you want to aid him?
I can try, yeah.
Yeah, let's all.
It does have to be an athletics check.
Athletics, yep.
I had 25 total.
32. Maybe I should
roll this.
I'm only trained, so that's plus 2 from me, because I got a critical success.
I got 15 total, so nothing.
That's an 8. That's 1. Plus 1.
Okay. Yeah.
15. Oh, am I rolling?
Yeah.
Bring out those big
guns.
You
can use Kal-El's athletics if you want.
Oh, great.
If you'd rather use that.
Yeah.
He'll help open the door.
Yes, plus 19. 29.
That's a critical success. What's his training level?
Expert.
That is a plus 3, so that's a total of plus 6 to this roll.
Yeet.
And so 31 total.
31 total? I thought you said you rolled a 31.
No, I rolled a 25 total.
25. You try to push your way into this room, and you are unable.
What
kind of monk are you? 31, one that rolls low on a
one that rolls low.
Yeah, what'd you roll?
5.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Even a combined 31 is not enough to force this door open.
I would have done better.
I mean, is there anything stopping us from trying again?
Nope. Just the fact that it is a harder DC every time you try. The same task.
I say we try it again.
Try again.
Can we all aid again?
Yeah, of course.
You get a plus 1 from me.
All right.
Plus 2 from me because I got a 28.
And you're just trained?
I'm sorry. I got a 27. I'm just trained.
Okay.
26.
That's a crit success as well.
Oh.
So that's another plus 6 to this roll.
And I rolled a 29 this time.
Total?
35.
Yeah. So 35. Not enough to force your way through the door as the DC went up.
Whoa. That's poopy.
This door keeps getting stronger. Actually, we're getting weaker.
What'd you roll that time, Jordan?
9 that time.
Yeah. You know there's double digits on a D20, right?
Wow.
I found that out this
episode. Thank you. Yes, I did know that.
Can I melt off the hinges?
Oh. You can.
You got crafting? What is that?
No, it's just heat metal. You just burn a spell.
Burn a spell, melt the hinges.
So you utter the power word for heat metal, which is,
I can't remember.
Hot stuff, baby, this evening.
Exactly.
I think it's something like that.
Greg's gonna sing it for me every time I use that spell.
That's a long spell word, but it's worth it. Just hang on till the end.
So you utter the power word of hot stuff, baby, out into the into the ether, and you melt the hinges completely down. And you hear from the room of Clockwork Buccaneers behind you, magic use detected.
Oh, shoot.
And they start to make noises like they are starting up. What do you guys want to do?
Play in the room. Just kidding. Did you say get in the room?
Get in the room.
Did it melt the hinges enough that we can
You can try another athletics check. It's jammed in place, but it helped.
Okay.
It definitely made the situation better.
Okay, let's try again.
We're resetting and trying this again with a lower DC. But if you do this, you can't go upstairs to get away. These Clockwork Buccaneers are going to try to investigate what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you guys think?
You have to make a choice.
Upstairs and find a different way, or force our way into this room?
Let's say the group.
I say we go into the room with the smelly.
So roll again to try to get through there?
Yeah.
If we fail, that's enough time for them to come out and
we're
in a fight.
Yeah.
I like the image of this, the four of you standing in front of this giant smashed door that's been bent outward.
And we're trying desperately to get in there.
Through, and then you cast the spell, you melt the hinges off, and the door loosens a little bit, but you hear this investigate noise like coming from behind you. And yeah, that's
low key. I think we should run upstairs and let them investigate. That way.
Comical situation. It feels like you're gonna plow through this door, cartoon style, piling down on top of each other.
That's exactly what it feels like.
I love it. What do you want to do?
They'll come in anyway, right? Right behind us.
If we run upstairs, right? So I'm saying if we run upstairs, let them investigate the door, and
The room, they aren't gonna.
Do you have to reshut the door?
Which you could possibly do. Yeah, probably do, or just hide on the other side. You don't know what is on the other side, but that would be
death.
That would be the thought, right? Like, okay, we got to get through this
door, hide,
so that when they come out to investigate, there's nothing here,
right?
Or we run upstairs right now, and that's what you're looking at, fight or flight.
Let the dice decide.
I was gonna say run upstairs, but
odds and evens.
I choose run upstairs.
Do you want me to roll it? Who decides what? We got one go forward. We got one run upstairs.
No, I changed my mind.
We got two upstairs.
I said upstairs.
Three.
I said go in the room.
All right.
All right. Well, you're
out. I thought this was a different character than Varg.
Let's roll a D4. Jordan, you'll be number one, and everybody else will be 2, 3, 4. And on a roll of a 1, you guys will push through. How does that sound?
Okay.
25% chance? No one.
I mean, it's a 25% chance, giving way more weight to a one person against 3.
No, that's literally what one person gets 3 is.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
This guy's on a roll today.
This guy?
You.
Yeah.
I rolled a 3.
Oh,
we do a great one, which is run away.
run away.
I mean, we can go back down once they settle.
If they settle.
Yeah.
Just chill out in the cigar
room.
We'll just hang
out here.
Yeah. Nonchalantly sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigar.
Yes.
Everyone's in the
it really stinks in here.
Cigar lounge. Oh, what's the problem with the smell? See?
We do also have the kitchen.
Can we use the air shaft to go down?
Yeah, he said it connects to all three of the accessible levels.
So that smell is coming from below us. We can go down and check it out.
You do notice that a clockwork buccaneer comes up, observes you all sitting in the lounge, and then continues down the hallway and out of sight.
A single buccaneer?
A single buccaneer.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
John Ralphio is what the buccaneer says as he passes you.
Yeah.
And then disappears back down the stairwell.
All right. Okay. That worked as intended.
Oh, man, that was close. That was very close. Do we want to continue to try to go down after him? How long did we spend down there, and how much time has passed?
It's been
roughly
about 5 minutes.
Okay, so the buccaneers would have come out of the kitchen a minute or so ago.
There are some vents in the ceiling above you.
Yeah, I know you keep wanting us to go in those death vents.
Yeah, let's explore it.
Gosh.
You can go down one, I can go down one, Luton can go down one.
Oh, TPK, let's just do it all. Yeah.
How large are you?
Medium.
Yeah, we can all go down one except for Kal-El.
You really want to, that's what you want to do?
I mean, what's the smell?
The smell's behind that door we almost got in.
The broken door. It's right below us.
So you just want to hop in there, go straight down, take a peek?
Yeah, and then pop it. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, it's gingivitis. And then we go right back up if it's bad.
Do you want to send a scout to do that?
Like the little ring thing? I think thought I was dead.
No, like a person.
Like a Luton or a Darnire is what I
that's
mean.
That's splitting the party.
I mean, we were split literally a minute ago.
Let's send Luton then.
I can fly. Could I fly down real quick and fly
back? You can
back
fly
up
through the vents unobstructed.
So I'm going to go down
the vent. She doesn't have to roll anything.
Yeah, she's tiny.
Peek.
Yep.
See what it is and come right back up.
If you hear anything weird, like cleaning supplies spinning up, get out.
Right. So you fly up into the vent in the ceiling right above Darnayru, and it takes you into the vent system.
Oh, boy.
And you smell that nauseating ozone smell. And you climb down into the lower levels. There's a shaft that takes you down into that lower level. And then you find yourself in another vent above the forward cargo hold. I will take you all to that page where you can see Luton.
Ah.
This place looks like a dump.
What's in that cage, dude?
Something's in the cage, and there's...
Whoa!
What
it's
you
a
see?
Dinosaur.
That is a dinosaur.
What you see as this ungodly stench fills this cabin. The hold seems like it was designed for cargo storage, but most of the crates and containers have been smashed and scattered about.
Yeah.
A large metal box, clearly designed to cage some great beast, sits at the rear end of the room, its door wide open. In the back of the box is an amalgamation of clockwork gears and fuse-laden explosives.
Yep. There they
are. And sleeping next to the cage is a disgusting and massive beast.
Stinky beast.
That Luton would immediately recognize if she rolls a nature check.
I will roll a nature check. 35.
Nice.
You identify this creature as a Catablepus.
Catablepus?
Catablepus. I will make sure that
can
I'm
you not
saying Catablepus. Catablepus.
Catablepus. Catablepus.
Catablepus. Am I saying it right?
Catablepus.
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 Thank you, Google.
Catablepus.
Catablepus. A creature, a horrifying creature from the extents of the Mwangi. Yeah. And as your little blue face appears in the grill up above this disgusting creature, I need you to roll a fortitude save, please. As its stench starts to affect you.
It's a skunk.
Okay. Ooh. 19.
That's pretty good.
36.
Dang. You know that you would feel sickened by this stench if you weren't so fortitudinous.
Fortitudinous.
But it is nauseating, and you climb back up the vent to report your findings to the Shumfollow 5. You've located a pyronite bomb.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
The bomb one is just in one that room, and a cattywampus.
Catablepus.
Catablepus. It's a dinosaur.
Catablepus.
Catablepus.
It's stinky, and it's sleeping right next to the bomb.
And that's only one of the three bombs on this boat.
Oh, man. We got to kill the thing and then disarm it.
How do we know which key goes to which bomb, or does it matter? Do we ever find out that information?
Whoa.
Oh.
He looks mossy.
Oh, he's cool.
Describe it for Gil. It's kind of got moose vibes.
Yeah, it's like a spiky moose.
There's a cloven hoof.
With a cloven hoof. It's got a, it's like a fox tail. situation.
A big hairy mossy tail.
Yeah, there's moss and
it's like if a
flies around it.
It's like if a T-Rex had a baby with a brontosaurus, and then the brontosaurus that baby
and then evolved into a moose.
Had a baby with a moose
and a saber-toothed tiger.
And a saber-toothed tiger.
It's like a multi-generational baby making.
It takes a while to get one of these.
Clearly, like some sort of swamp monster.
Bottom tusks, not top tusks.
Yeah, it's like seedless grapes.
And a foul, foul stench. A creature from the swamps of the Mwangi. Perhaps Ixil would immediately recognize the description of such a thing coming from his homeland.
Yeah.
What kind of animals do you have back in your homeland?
This foe is beyond any of us. We must
always careful. Stealing quotes instead of coming up with his own. But that's okay. That's why we love him.
That's right.
What's it resistant to?
I will allow a successful check. Your check was great, so we'll treat that as a recall knowledge.
Okay.
Nice.
A catablepus is actually an intelligent creature.
Okay.
Prove it.
Possessing about a 6 intellect.
Whoa.
Score, which is double a normal animal. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it undead?
It is immune to diseases and poisons. It is not undead. It is a creature, a monster, like a beast. And all of its various parts are very dangerous. Its antlers, its hoofs, its jaws.
What about its tail? Its tail looks floofy.
Tail's floofy.
You can snug the tail.
Okay.
You can go in for a quick snug.
Snug the tail.
You're going to barf when you get
there. It does know how to speak a language.
Oh, what? Which language?
It can speak Aklo.
Okay.
I don't speak Aklo.
Me neither.
I don't think any of you do. It's the language of the Undercommon.
Mm.
I wish they just called it Undercommon. Because it would make a lot more sense. But
okay.
I mean, we have to get that bomb.
Yeah, but do we have to get it right this moment?
Is there going to be a better moment?
We need to find disable the engine.
Disable the engine, get this boat not moving.
Sure.
If the boat never gets to the screw, why would they set it off?
Let's focus on that.
And if they do set it off, it's way less destructive to set it off now before we get there. Even if we bite the dust.
That's
a blaze of glory.
I'm not with that, though.
I need to make sure I don't forget any of the descriptions of the room either, because in the far left side of the room, you see a large hatch, a port side wall, which is used for loading and unloading of cargo.
Hmm.
Where?
On the left side of the boat, the port side.
The cigar room?
No, in the cargo hold below that contains the creature. There was a large double door that leads right out into the water.
Okay.
Interesting. I wonder if we could
sink this boat.
Open that. Well, or open the door, let it escape.
It's above the wave line, but yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like underwater.
That's genius.
Set it loose on Martell.
Wait. We could drown it, right? We could open that door. Water would come in.
Won't come in.
He said it's above the water.
Gotcha.
But it's a good question.
If you could open the door, get it out the door. I mean, I don't think it has.
How will we move it?
I don't think
it's a smart animal.
Out the door.
Shoo, shoo. It's got high IQ. It'd be like, no, bro.
Yeah, it's too smart to do that.
Says something to you. Hello, rock.
Yeah.
And then
don't you want to be free?
Yeah. No.
Like that one boxer.
I want to eat you.
I just realized something.
Okay, punch out.
What'd you realize?
I chose the healing staff, and I do not have Wall of Water anymore at all.
That is correct.
No.
Oh, that was only on the staff?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to try to disable the bomb with Wall of Water.
Oh, you can create water.
I guess I could do Geyser.
Sure. Or you can just, I think you have a cantrip that just allows you to summon water into an area. Prestidigitation will allow you to do that. Put out fires.
Mm.
Just summon water on the bomb.
Exactly.
Did the creature notice me?
The creature did not notice you, but it
was asleep.
Looked like it was starting to sniff you out.
Okay.
It could smell over
something
that stench.
Something doesn't stink. That was a good joke and you missed it.
I liked it. Something doesn't stink. Everything in here stinks but that.
But that.
That thing.
What's like the range on your... Here's the deal. If you start sprinkling some water on stuff...
I'm going to be stuck in initiative alone.
Not just that, but where everything starts at that moment. So it's like, are we ready to hit play on this? Like, are we ready to kick this thing off right away? Or do we want to, like...
We should leave that alone.
Because now we know exactly where it's at.
Right. We still need to disable the engine.
You don't know whose bomb it is.
But we don't know how to get to the engine room still, right?
Correct. We have not figured out how to get to the engine room.
So I think we...
Which is towards the back of the boat.
Well, you haven't tried crawling through the ducts that direction yet.
That's true.
Was that the only other way to get there?
No.
Except through the kitchen, right?
We haven't gone down through the kitchen yet. But I don't know how those buccaneers were going down through the room we just came from, down to where those 12 other buccaneers were, not coming back up, but coming out of the kitchen.
Ducts.
They would only be going through the ducts, based on what we just saw, unless there's some way to go out that, unless the animal doesn't attack them, and they were somehow open, able to go in and out of that door, and go outside the outdoors, and then shimmy their way into another way. That's just...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I think the animal does attack them, because aren't there pieces of clockwork bits in the cage?
No.
That was in the other room.
There is, inside the cage, there is a clockwork mechanism and explosives.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a pyronite bomb.
Yeah.
And we know there's three bombs.
Yeah.
And that's only one.
We've got three keys.
Each of the three bosses had a key. You have one key. You have Parsa's key.
Okay.
So we need to kill the other two.
You don't know whose bomb this is that you found.
I mean, clearly Loveless has a key and Ibrahim has a key.
Yeah. That's the assumption.
There were keys made for both of them. That's what the Jar of Souls told you.
Didn't say a name on that bomb anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was which
property
green,
of? Neon green name tag that said
Ibrahim. Yeah. Property of
Ibrahim bomb.
I think we need to go through the vents.
Yep.
I don't see any other way to get to the engine.
I mean, if you're quick, it's fast for you to scout little areas and save little bursts until we find where we all need to go through. I mean, maybe we can do that if you're comfortable with it, but.
Because if I'm going by myself, I'm going to need to come back and get you guys because I won't be able to do the engineering checks to disable the engine.
You cannot take Kal-El in the vents.
Right.
He does not fit.
Except we'll go with you.
Okay. And what do you guys think? Should we try the vents?
I think we're going to figure out what you guys do next week.
Man.
I know.
I need like a 3D model of this boat. Yeah. It's hard to orient.
Made out of Legos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can you get on that, Scott?
You could do that by next sesh. Yeah. Build this boat out of Legos.
No.
with the cabins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
It would be a pretty cool Lego set. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. The gear smoke with the terrifying moose dinosaur in the in the cargo hold. Get the exclusive Catablapas Lego minifig.
That's a cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
The cattywampus.
Such a weird word. Like, there's 1,000 other monsters they could have stuck in the bottom of this thing, and he decides to throw in the clip of best.
Yeah.
It's his favorite dino.
Hey, thanks. It's a butt the cage.
Could have put a dino.
Yeah.
Why not just put a dinosaur in there? Butt the
cage. That would have been cool.
Capitalis.
Catoblapus.
Catoblapus.
Play it again?
I tried to.
Catoblapus.
I even tried to get help.
Try a different one.
Try one in English.
They had an accent and it was weird.
Yeah.
It did have a.
Catoblapus.
Oh, in the Harry Potter universe, the Catoblapus is a bull-like creature with two sharp tusks and long curled horns.
Whoa.
So, there you go.
This must be like a real fictional thing.
A lot of things are. A real fictional thing, yeah.
I mean, like a...
An
like
actual a, fantasy
like
thing.
A unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a whole Reddit page dedicated to how do you pronounce Catoblapus.
Yeah.
Oh, there page.
Is. Yeah.
If it's on Reddit, it's real.
100%. I got into a fight this morning on Reddit.
We go to howtopronounce.com. We type in Paldactapus.
Catoblapus.
And?
Catoblapos.
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 Gosh, that guy's eat a Toblerone, man.
Sounds come like calm down. Hermione Granger.
How's it spelled?
Catoblapos.
It's Catoblapos.
Yeah, he's saying it like, dude, Catoblapos. It's mad at you,
Catoblapus, bro. Now you know, Shum Follow 5 and Thunder Buddies. It's pronounced
Catoblapus.
Hey, we did it. Tune in next week to hear us butcher it.
Yep, and forget.
Bye.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.